I'm Lee Blue, and this is Double Stack, where WordPress freelancers discover the tech stack and the business development stack to become high-value, sought-after WordPress consultants. So if you're tired of burning yourself out with those high-stress, low-budget projects, and you're ready to start working with clients you love at the rates you're really worth, then you're in the right place. All of this is 100% free, so please subscribe to and review our podcast.
Let me give you three lead generation tips for modern web design, because there's so many web designers out there who are trying to win leads in that old school traditional web design way. And the truth is, people just aren't buying web design at the rates and at the prices that you probably want to be charging. But yet, if you're out there still trying to generate leads in that same old school way, it's going to be really hard to raise your price rates. And for a couple reasons. One, you're competing with the entire world, right? If you're just out there offering web design services and doing the same kind of raw skill set that everybody else is offering, then it's so saturated. There's so many people doing graphic design, web design, social media management, and all that stuff that it's just so much competition. And then that also means that paid ads cost too much because everybody's advertising for the same thing. And not just that, but there's these huge organizations like Upwork and Wix and Weebly and like all these big platforms that are marketing to your clients, like business owners trying to get a website. And so you're kind of competing against their marketing budget. And on top of that, there's all of these other web designers out there that are also running ads. And so that the ad marketplace is super saturated, which makes the cost of running ads really, really expensive. And then on top of that, there's no differentiation. Like everybody's marketing the same stuff. So what that means is, if you kind of get into the mix saying the same things that everyone else is saying, then you're just another drop in the bucket. It's really difficult to set yourself apart. And then what that means is, even if you do get a lead, even if you manage to pay the price for the ads and get somebody's attention and they do come your way, they're going to be looking for like a low cost kind of one-off web design project. And so then even if you accept the project, then you're back, you know, as soon as you finish, looking for another lead. And then the cycle continues where it's like, it's too crowded. There's too much competition. The ads are too expensive. And then you finally get a lead that's not really even your best client, but you take it anyway. And then you do the project and it's not as much as you want to charge. And then you finish that and then you go do it again. And then the price goes down and down and down and down. And people try to compete based on value. So you try to differentiate yourself with value and say, hey, I'm more affordable. I can do this for less. And thus, we're kind of stuck in this price race to the bottom. And even just a few years ago, when I started coaching web designers, the average price for a website was about $3,500. And today, it's more like $500 to $1,000. And it's because of this very situation where the only real way you have to differentiate yourself is to lower the price to make it seem like there's better value. And then now we're in this situation where everybody's charging like ridiculously low rates for websites. And so today, let's go through three ways that you can kind of get out of that. How do you break out of that? And let me give you three questions to ask yourself to begin to develop your own positioning, to develop the own type of what to say on your website kind of content. And so thing number one, what I see happening all the time is people try to put on their website content like in a blog or a podcast or something to attract clients, like organically through organic SEO. And they try to target keywords that they're interested in, like you know, latest trends in web design, or how to do paid ads better, or the importance of social media, or something like that. And what you're doing is you're kind of learning some stuff and then kind of summarizing those points and kind of putting that out there and trying to generate some organic traffic for your web design business by kind of teaching the things that you're learning. And it makes some sense on the surface, but the problem is it doesn't attract the type of client you're looking for. Like your small business, kind of business to consumer style businesses, those people aren't typing in those phrases, right? They're not interested in that. So the question you want to ask yourself is what interests your clients, not what interests you. And then start talking about those types of things. Because if you just talk about what interests you, then not only are you probably not really being original, you're probably summarizing things that you've read from other sites. And those other sites probably have much larger following than you do. And it's very difficult to kind of pull that traffic towards you. And even if you did, you're just attracting more people like you, right? You're attracting more web designers that are interested in those types of things. You're not really attracting the fitness coach or the psychologist or the healthcare practitioner or whatever. You're not attracting the type of business owners that you're really trying to work with. And the problem is you're creating content that interests you rather than creating content that is interesting to your clients. So step number one or tip number one is what interests your clients. You know, create that type of content, and that will begin to attract better leads rather than just going out there and kind of blogging about the things that you're learning and what interests you. And again, another reason it's really tricky to do this is because a lot of times people think that that they're building credibility by teaching the things that they're learning. Like, oh yeah, that guy really knows what it's all about to, you know, do social media marketing today or whatever. Let's hire them. So that's tip number one. Tip number two is, how do you help people? Like, talk about how you help people, not the individual things that you do for people. For example, this is a big opportunity. Like, very few people are doing this. Almost everybody goes online and just writes what their services are. And you kind of create this kind of menu of all the different things that you can do for people, but that's not helpful. People aren't, like, your clients aren't able to connect the dots, especially today when there's so many different ways to do online marketing. They're not able to connect the dots between the different services that you're offering and how that actually helps them. For example, if I want an apple pie, it's not helpful to me for you to say, okay, here's the grocery store, because I don't know what to get from the grocery store, right? So what I want you to do is give me the apple pie, or at least give me the list of ingredients. You know, give me something. You know, tell me what to buy. You know, don't just say, you know, here's everything that I can do. Tell me what you want, because I don't know how to bake an apple pie, right? Like, that's the idea. So tell people how you help them by kind of giving them and pointing them to that end result that they're really looking for. Not really saying, oh, well, I have cinnamon and nutmeg and all of these things, because I'm not looking for cinnamon and nutmeg. I'm not typing those keywords in. I'm not asking questions about those topics. I'm really looking for the apple pie. And so I want you to put me in that direction. And if you were to do that, that would be really helpful. That would help me, not so much the individual raw resources. That's not as helpful, because I'm not able to connect the dots between how having cinnamon and nutmeg and flour and all that other stuff, I don't know how to assemble it all into an apple pie. And so that's kind of what you want to be doing with your web design business. And it's such a huge opportunity because nobody else is doing it that way. So if you can show up and tell people how you help them, not the individual services you offer them, you're really going to be driving a much better audience towards yourself. You're going to be generating much better leads. And then the last step, number three, is what differentiates you. Like, what makes you different from everybody else that offers graphic design and web design and social media and SEO and all the other services, right? So like, if you're out there just talking about yourself in the same way that everybody else talks about themselves, how is a client supposed to understand that working with you is better? And most people don't really have a real answer to that other than to say, I can offer really good value and maybe I can offer really good customer support. But they're defining value as the main differentiating factor, and they're also thinking about value in terms of affordable price. Meaning that if I keep lowering the price, then you can get from me what you otherwise could get from somebody else, but I'm cheaper. And I want to really underscore this point, that value is not being cheaper. Providing value to your clients means driving better results. That's what they're really looking for. They're not looking for a cheap website. Even if you gave them the website for free, that's still not what they're looking for. What they're looking for are the results that come from having a really effective online presence. And that's what you want to be developing. The ability to drive leads, provide awesome web design, and also some business consulting. Like, tell people what to do, right? Like, show them how to bake the pie. Like, don't just point them in the direction of the grocery store. Tell them how to put it all together so that they get the result that they really want. And if you do that, like if you kind of look back at questions one and questions two that we just talked about, this will give you clarity on how to differentiate yourself from everybody else. And it will just sort of naturally come to life. You don't have to say, I'm different, because you just are different based on the way that you've positioned your business. And people understand, oh, well, that's the type of client the type of help I'm really looking for. And that's going to bring in dramatically better leads for you. And it's also going to set the stage for you to begin to transition into value pricing your work, rather than charging for hours, or rather than trying to figure out what your client thinks a website costs. Because websites are cheap and getting cheaper. And if your price is dramatically higher than what everyone else's prices are, and your clients think that you offer websites instead of other people, then they're just going to not go with you and instead go with somebody else who's doing the same thing for less. So if you really want to differentiate yourself and draw in better leads, what you really want to be doing is answering these three questions. Talk about the things that interest your clients. So ask yourself what interests your clients, not what interests you. Talk about how you help people, not the individual things that you do for them. And that's going to set you up into being able to describe what's different about you. So answer the question of what is different about you. And the ultimate thing that is different about you is that you drive value based on results. You're not trying to present like an affordable website. You're trying to present something that really drives results for your clients. And that will set you apart because so few people are doing that, especially right now in the web design industry. So if you do those things, those are three awesome tips that will really draw in a much better type of client and be much more effective for lead generation for modern web design, right? Because people just aren't buying web design in the way that they used to, where they used to buy web design because they want a website. Today, they're buying web design because they want results. And that's what you really need to figure out how to do. So if you want help figuring that out, then head over to doublestack.net/call and we can talk about that. Like I can help you figure out, well, what are the marketing platforms you need to offer and how can we ramp you up really, really quickly with all of that stuff? And then on top of that, how can we kind of layer together really three things? It's going to be your design, it's going to be your marketing, and it's also going to be your business consulting. Kind of bundle all of those things together and then present that and tell people how you help people with that combination of services. And that's really going to draw in the types of clients that you're looking for. And that will really set the stage for you to be able to build your own six-figure web design business. So if that sounds good to you, head on over to doublestack.net/call. Find a time on my calendar that works well for you. Pick that and we'll jump on the phone for like 45 minutes and we'll really dive deep into this together, one-on-one, figuring out exactly what you need to do in order to build your own six-figure web design business where you're setting yourself apart from all the other low-ticket kind of short-term projects and actually winning these high-value long-term contracts with your clients. So head over to doublestack.net/call and I look forward to talking to you. See you then.